Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He's my zen.
Aww.
And that's and I'll be honest.
Is it a little too much?
41-year-old man telling a 50-year-old man is zen.
Well, I think we all.
I don't know.
All right, you know
big
what?
Pause. Big pause.
You can talk all the trash you want. I think we all know that I have moments where I'm a little high strung. And Day-Day just like, well, he'll like, he give me that look. He gives me that Day-Day look like, dude, I got 5 kids, man. Like, it ain't that bad. Calm down.
Yeah. That's a good point. I think the age gap between y'all two is the same as me and Dylan. So you can just imagine when Dylan looked over at me and goes, Mike's my zen.
He just keeps me calm, man. Keeps me cool, calm, and collected.
You know, I don't find it funny, Day-Day. I'm mature enough to admit that I need to feed off other people's energy, good and bad.
Yeah, all right.
Well, just good, really, because when it's bad, you know, it makes other things bad. So,
anyways, man. How about Brian Snicker getting tossed last night, man? We'll talk about the Braves, the ups and the downs, the broadcast, which I thought was a lot of fun, and then the Falcons seem to be dealing with business down in Miami right now. So excited about that. We're going to talk, too, about Kirk Cousins' advice and mentorship with Kyle Pitts. I thought that was a great cut coming out of yesterday as well, man. So lots of fun stuff. Allie's got a surprise. I'm pretty petrified. So.
I do. I've noticed a pattern with this show, and it's concerning, and I need to bring it up.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Hold on. Are we going to kangaroo court in day three?
I don't like it.
Oh, that is what's coming up on The Morning Shift. None but good stuff. Entertaining and informing, as always. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 5. Morning Shift starts now on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Whether you're just wrapping up the night shift or on your way to start the day, we got what you need.
Welcome to the morning shift.
It's the most mid team in history.
A whole new way to start your day with nationally televised reporter Tiffany Blackman.
Any pizza for me can be a personal.
Can't wait.
Former Falcons and Alabama offensive lineman Mike Johnson.
I've had my butt chewed by Nick Saban a few times.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
And Atlanta sports radio guru Bo Morgan.
You know who I am? I'm Squid Bill.
You tell him I'm coming! And hell's coming with me, you hear?
It's a new experience.
And a new take on a sports morning show.
The Morning Shift is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Good morning. This is The Morning Shift.
Golf clap.
I am Squid Billy. He is the All-American National champion, former Atlanta Falcon.
That one actually had the right vibes to it, man.
And man to the right of me on a somewhat daily basis, Mike Johnson. And she is Atlanta radio legend. Some would say icon, but I'm the Atlanta radio icon. She is Allie Mack.
Thanks for having me. That was very spirited today. I did like the good morning today.
It had a little something there. Even though you don't like my Thirsty Thursday, I'll reach across party aisles and give you credit where credit's due.
Well, it is what it is. Unfortunately, got some very terrible, sad news for all of y'all.
Uh-oh.
I will be heading to Miami today. And I will not be able to be present tomorrow for the entire show, whether I get a phone call or not at some point. I will be open to it, but I will not be present for the show tomorrow.
Trying to leave it all in the field. You hear that? That's what I hear. He's like, I'm going to leave it all in the field today. Because no reason to leave anything left in the tank. I'm going to empty the tank today.
That's right. My executive producer of the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network duties are calling, and I will go down there tomorrow for the preseason game against the Dolphins. That coverage starts at 5 right here on 99 The Game with Mike and Chris Goforth doing the Falcons pregame, and then we'll take it over at 7 o'clock with Arch and Wes in the booth.
I'm really actually pretty jazzed about this tomorrow. I absolutely love. It is my favorite thing to do Falcons pregame. Mm-hmm. My favorite thing. Yesterday I got a swag box in the mail from Greg Beatles and the people with the Falcons alumni, and I opened it and I was like, man, you know what? Getting that good old-fashioned feeling back. Like, I feel it coming, baby. Let's go. Take the field.
Yeah.
Ready to hit somebody myself.
I talked to...
Watch out. Watch out.
No.
Jump over this table.
Well, easy. You might have one more block in you. You know, they always say, like, fighters, they... You know, I always say, fighters, man, I think you have one more in me. You know, there's always that... You have that one last fight.
No, man. Mine's the Toby Keith. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Well, I don't know.
I'll level somebody, but then you'd have to put me down after that.
You have one more in you. You have one more block in you.
Put a brace on every joint I've got after that one.
You have one more pancake in you. Oh, pancake block. You have one more pancake
My last block ever was a cake. It was.
Really?
Yep. My last block ever was a cake.
Do you remember
it
was?
100% because on the first play of the game against the Titans in the preseason in 10 years ago, I tore my foot up. But, yeah, it was a cake, man.
Do you know who it was?
It was an outside linebacker. I was at Jumbo tight end. I can't remember who it was, no. But it was so funny because the next time I saw Mike Tice, he's like, man, that's a hell of a block. Hate that you went out on that note. And here I am walking around with crutches in a cast. He's like, man. Graded out 100%, though. You graded out 100%.
Is that your Thanos moment?
Yeah, I don't know
what did
that
means. What did it cost you? Everything.
Everything.
Allie knows it. Grant's made her watch Avengers quite a few times.
That was like our first courting, was watching all the Marvel movies.
In order, too. In order. Yes. That's the most Grant McCauley thing is like, you have to watch them in chronological order.
Well, it explained, some people would watch it this way, but this is what I would suggest. And so we
This is a perfect opportunity to tease the fact that we've got Allie. Grant did some newlywed game questions yesterday, so we're going to grill Allie coming up at 7:40 in the Mic'd Up segment, man. Putting those questions together yesterday, I was like cackling to myself.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, and like, because I'm picturing Grant answering them, and I picture you being like, what is he talking about? Like, that is not how that went. Oh my gosh. So that'll be a lot of fun.
If you're listening right now at 6:06 and you need a wig, the Beauty Mart was evicted. So they're all the street, apparently. So the landlords must have had fun yesterday. I just saw that Elliot mentioned earlier, and I didn't see any of it. Now I see it. I'm like, this is wild stuff.
Beauty Mart, and then also Red Martini. There were liquor bottles all out front. Like, apparently these places got evicted, and they just put all their stuff out.
It's kind of amazing that you would just put stuff on the street like that. But, I mean, okay. I just think liquor you might not want to throw out in the street, you know?
It reminds me of when there was like a money truck or something that overturned.
Oh, yeah, on 285.
Yeah. I mean, how crazy would that? There's $20 bills just falling from the sky.
Right.
Like, I mean, you want to talk about causing a freaking pile up, man. Yeah, I'll pull over for that.
Well, speaking of which, there was a few scrums yesterday down at the Falcons-Dolphins joint practice. And look, real quick, Falcons are going to be, and the Dolphins need to, hopefully they paid attention what happened to the Giants. And I think it might have been the Browns, but they got fined.
Lions.
Yep. They got fined a couple $100,000 for not controlling their practices enough. And, Allie, they don't want them fighting. They will, they will fine you if they don't think you've done it, basically had any control over the practices. Do you? But, like, whenever you see a fight on a football field, do you feel Like, does it make you, kind of makes me feel a little alive.
I mean, it amps you up a little bit. And I'm in hearing that the Falcons did get into some little hiccups with that. I'm curious, with those fines coming out of the Lions, $200,000, are the Falcons going to see some repercussions like that?
I think that what happened yesterday, and this is from all reports, is that after the Ray McLeod incident yesterday, both head coaches kind of called their teams together and like, all right, dude, cut it out. And this happened, listen, this happened when Mike Smith was in town. I can distinctly remember, I think it was a crossover with the Titans, let's call it 2014. Crossover with the Titans. One of my good buddies, Joe Holly at the time, gets kicked out of practice. And Smitty's like, dude, I warned you five times not to get into some of these altercations. And I said the next person that throws a punch is getting kicked out of practice. And sure enough, the opening period of practice, I think Joe Holly was like our third string long snapper. He snaps a ball, somebody hits him in the mouth, he starts throwing hands, and he missed the rest of practice. Not that he was too terribly worried about it. He was like, I'm gonna go sit in the AC. You guys, hey, hold it down out here. I'll be back.
But see, that's where he should have made him like go over there and practice his long snapping for 2 hours. I mean, that's what I would have done. Like, no, you don't get to go inside. You just can't play with everyone else. You go over there and you practice long snapping for the next 2.5 hours. That's what I would have done.
I think Smitty was thinking like, you know, I respect it, and he, you know, I respect it. So,
well, Smitty, dude, Smitty is a gold. He's one of the greatest human beings. When Matt retired or when Matt got traded, I got, we're gonna get this Kirk Cousins cut on joint practices, but I hit Smitty up. I was producing. I was like, hey, do you want to come on? Well, I text him, doesn't respond. The next morning, he calls me and was like, hey, I'm sorry, I was on the golf course. And then he's like, oh, but I got to call you back. I'm in a doctor's office. He's at the dentist. And I was like, okay. Calls me back, talks to me for an hour. Came on the show, greatest guy, called up forever, just loves Smitty. But anyways, to the joint practice, there was more takeaways than just fighting. And Kirk Cousins talked to the media yesterday about, you know, what he takes away from and gets out of a joint practice.
A lot came up. Is, hey, what do we do versus this look? And, oh, you want that? Okay. So a lot where without having these practices, we might have been not aware of some of the things we want to go to offensively. I think the intensity picked up a little bit, which honestly bothered me a little bit. I said, you know, if the pace of practice picked up, then what does that say about the previous practices? You know, we've got to be at that level all the time. So that would be my challenge. When we go back to Flowery Branch, you know, we got to practice at this pace regardless. And so that'll be an important point of emphasis, but good 2 days.
Was that something that y'all did, Mike, the way he did it, or was it just little one-on-one things against going against guys that you have not been overly familiar with?
It was both. And I love his cut right there saying, hey, if the pace picked up, then why aren't we doing this the whole time, right? I mean, that is a leadership quality if I've ever heard one. But no, man, I mean, like when you talk about these crossover practices and doing different things and you talk about Kirk – the way you, and I know this not from playing, but also coaching some high school ball, you build an offense based on what you want to do, but in the secondary, you build it based on what's the worst case scenario that can happen. What's the worst look we can get on a screenplay? Or what's the worst look we can get on this run, right? And then sometimes when you go against a team like the Dolphins and a different defense coordinator and different personnel, maybe it's a look you get that's even worse than the worst one you thought you'd get. And you're like, golly, how am I going to find my way out of this thing? Like, you know, and so Kirk looks at it and goes, we got to build in this audible or this hot or this kill play, you know, to make sure that we can get that happen. I think it's beautiful.
You know, Allie, when you see our guys winning against someone else, you know, like, you know, you see maybe Clark Phillips makes a breakup, and it's a good team like that. As a fan, you just kind of be like, hey, like it gets you kind of amped in another way, not the fight way, but the excited way that we might be pretty good this year.
And I feel like that's been the theme since training camp has started, basically. As Kirk Cousins has come to town, everyone's just gotten so excited for this season, myself included.
Yeah, I think that's a great point because he has brought a newfound energy. So has Raheem Moore, so it's exciting to watch. Speaking of newfound energy or lack thereof in coaches, Brian Snicker gets tossed last night in the Braves game. We'll talk about the Braves. Playoffs? We'll talk about playoffs. Got to win games first, man. We'll tell you what happened and what went right and what went wrong. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Be right back.
From
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Mornings on the Game means more of the morning shift.
Nice! Nice!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Is this my inning? It should be my inning, because that ball is gone. That was way gone. Well, you had to. I was in the middle of something beautiful, and then something beautiful happened. We had to bring back the analytics of sitting here with, that's the seventh home run while we've been here in the booth.
The Braves Legends broadcast last night, epic stuff, man. Sports Radio 929, The Game's Morning Shift.
You know what my favorite part of that broadcast was last night?
Tell me about it.
Is they're in the middle of an inning. Literally, I think it was the middle of a ball traveling to the plate, a pitch, and you hear
yeah.
And you're like, "You all right over there?"
Yeah.
Smoltz had messed up his, you know, he does his little scorebook, right?
Yep, right. Yep.
And he had messed it up, and I mean, it was so humanizing of a moment because that's the guy that Ed, and I know you too, Allie, and Mike, you got to watch him too growing up. But I watched him, and like John Smoltz was, and Chipper, everybody in that booth other than Francoeur really was like this legendary status growing up for me. Two of my favorite players of all time are Smoltz and Chipper and Glavine, honestly, and. So I've had a chance to interview Smoltz and book him a lot, and always been the greatest to me. But just to see him have a human moment that where I've made mistakes in a radio booth or a booth of some type, broadcast booth, it was like, yeah, man, like he might be a Hall of Fame pitcher, but he's just a broadcaster, and he just does the same thing we do.
Well, he had a really candid moment, too, where he was talking about how the first time he was going in to do some commentary, he parked where they told him to park, and the parking attendant was like, "Who are you?" I'm a Hall of Famer.
Last name Smoltz, first name John.
Do you not see this hairline? Yeah. I mean,
I mean, come on, dude.
You ever heard of you know, Thunderstruck and come out of the bullpen too? Come on now.
Man, it was a lot of fun watching that broadcast last night. And honestly, a pretty eventful game, even though the Braves fall 8-5. Things got a little sideways late. But at one point, they did have the lead, and you heard the Austin Riley home run right there. But the highlights of the night last night, Chris Sale with his ups and downs, Brian Snicker getting thrown out of the game, Jorge Soler turning the outfield into a circus, and just most of all, the umpire being awful. Umpiring was awful last night. And, you know, Chris Sale had a lot to say about it. He wasn't very happy.
That's baseball. You got to deal with those things. Just a tough night. Just seemed kind of back and forth. You know, they just found a way to kind of just keep putting the ball in play, and balls finding holes. And they're relentless. I mean, they're a good squad. They know what they're doing. And it just seems like they're kind of, you know, on a heater right now. So that's part of it, too.
First off, say his name. His name is Brian Walsh, the umpire. And I'm not trying to get, you know, start anything like that, but he deserves some flack, because Chris Sale can talk about how they kept putting the ball in play. And look, he wasn't as sharp as he's been in some previous starts. But the reality of the situation is, you have a spot where you make a pitch that is a strike, and if you get squeezed on the strike zone, and then you make multiple pitches, and even backed up to Pierce Johnson when he came in relief of Chris Sale, you now have to change what you're doing to get to not walk every player. And what happens is those guys can tee off on those moments. They talked about it. Smoltz talked about it. I think it was Smoltz or Glenn Wonzo. Look, that's a pitch that gets hit. That's a hit that is a direct result of an umpire squeezing a starting pitcher or a pitcher. And it's just garbage, Allie.
It was ridiculous to see the different calls all over the place, and that's why Brian Snicker got so upset. I think it was the fifth inning where he got ejected, and this was the first time this season that he has been ejected. It was incredibly frustrating, and can I be selfish for a moment? Because
I'd love that.
I really want a win. Listen, I'm married to Grant McCauley, okay? And I want to be able to talk about a Braves win on this show, and I've only got one more day with you guys.
I know. That is very frustrating. I want to hear Grant's post-game ritual when they win.
That's such a good
like,
point.
Does he open a beer Stone Cold style? And do you throw him a beer? And you throw him a beer, he opens it, you throw him another one, and he's like, boom! He's already got the shaved head, the goatee. I mean, boom.
Was Grant home last night, or was he at the game?
He was home last night.
Now, he's watching Snicker get thrown out. I just have to imagine, yes, 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 tell him, Snit. I just imagine him just standing up in the middle of the living room, just letting him have it.
Man, he was even keeled. He was like, he's got to do something. Yeah.
Dang it. I was really hoping that we were going to get killed.
In reality,
WWE,
this is what it was
Grant
like. It was like, you know, Sinker runs out and you hear nothing. Allie hears nothing. And then he walks the dugout and he goes, had to do it.
It had to happen, man. It had to happen. It is, and two, I want to point this out before we get to the Jorge Soler stuff. The scorecard last night was crazy, right? You had 8-5, which, I mean, I can count on two hands the amount of times both teams have scored four runs or more in a game, in a Braves game this year. It's insane. But the trend continues to where when the opposing team scores four or more, the Braves do not win. Chris Sale has 10 strikeouts. The Braves actually K'd 16 Brewers, but they also walked 8. And, guys, by my count watching that, I would say four of those 8 walks directly probably on the umpiring. It was like, and I'm not saying that he called, you know, ball 4 was a strike, not saying that, but when you get in these certain counts and you go 2-2 or 1-2 or whatever it is, and you have to throw a strike and you back yourself into a bad situation. And, you know, when you look at really the whole scorecards kind of sideways like that, and I think you can make all the, point to the offense, and we're going to point to the offense, and it continues to be the offense, the lack of clutch hitting, but I think it all came to a head with Snit last night, and you know, he was ready to see the end of it.
Kind of reminds me of what happened the other day where Kelnick and the suicide squeeze with Laureano, and it kind of hits this like this just the epic debacle of all everything was kind of came to a head, and then boom, you all of a sudden go on, you know, a little bit of a hot streak. That's kind of what last night, because you had the Soler stuff, which didn't help with the outfield. There was another play that I think in the field that didn't help them. The bad umpiring, you know, basically now you have a getaway day, and you've got to find a way to salvage, get a win, and then head to the West Coast with something positive because you could see the likes of Ian Anderson this weekend.
Yeah, I think a lot is going to be made about Jorge Soler and his kind of defensive miscues. Again, he's been playing designated hitter in San Francisco, and when you bring him over, that seat's taken here in Atlanta. You know, Marcelo Zuna is in that slot. So you have to put Soler in the outfield, and Chris Sale was asked about it after the game, man. It's been kind of a struggle.
Again, I mean, this is baseball. You're not going to be perfect all the way through. You know, I know what he can do and what he's going to bring to the table, and at the end of the day, it's you know, I look at that more of an opportunity to pick teammates up when something like that happens. You know, I've obviously had my fair share of starts where I'm giving up runs or untimely runs, and, you know, the boys come back and pick me up. So it's just opportunities for each other to pick each other up and be good teammates and just try to weather the storm.
Allie, you've watched plenty of Braves, and I'm going to ask a tough question, all right? And this is something I've been wondering over the last couple of weeks, really since the All-Star break. Do the Braves look like they're friends with one another? Like, do the player, like, when I look at the players, I'm like, are y'all friends? Because there's, like, there's a couple of them that I, like, oh, they kind of chum it up in the dugout. But for the most part, I'm like, I don't even know if any of y'all like each other.
I think some of them are really good friends. One thing that stuck out to me last night was when Ozuna would get his hits, right? They weren't grand slams or anything. So he was having to truck it a little bit because the Brewers.
The big fella.
Right. And you see Ozzie Albies in the dugout just like, yeah, man, go for
yeah.
it.
Yeah, he's and Albies definitely is the glue in that, right? I think he is the leader in a lot of ways because he is probably friends with everybody. But again, he's not in the lineup. Yeah. He's not on the field. And I'm watching these guys last night. And Soler ended up talking about it after the game through an interpreter. And he was just kind of like, you know, it is what it is. I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to get better. It just it's interesting to watch because I look at them, and obviously they're miserable for good reasons, but man, they've got to get to having fun again.
Well, that's it. It has nothing to do about being friends. I don't believe you know this better than anyone in this room that when you get to this level, you're not friends with everybody on that team. You're not friends with, honestly, you've probably got two or three, maybe two guys you're close to. Then maybe a little bit of a group that gets a little bit large. Of course, it's different for you with position groups, but I imagine you have a couple of guys you're close to, and everybody else is like that work acquaintance where some you avoid at all costs, some you'll reach out to. The reality situation is this is what it looks like. This is the poster child for a team not having fun. They're not having fun. I think, Mike, you and I were talking this morning about Snicker's ejection. And I don't think that ejection was just based on last night. I think it was based on the night before, too, because you could see it just starting to boil over with the with how the Elder start, and not blaming Bryce Elder.
Right.
But it just looked like not scoring runs, your starter's getting shelled. It just gets to a boiling point where something's got to give.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's just funny because I did say it yesterday when we were talking about Snicker watching Bryce Elder. And I'm like, every pitch, his face is just getting redder and redder. It's like getting a darker shade of red. Like, I know I've got to pull this guy at some point. And then he turns around and he's like, get Chavez loose. And you can just tell he's just waiting for a reason to bum rush the field. And it happened that it took about 24 hours and he actually was able to do it last night. But, yeah, I'm with you, man. They don't look like they're having fun. They look like they're stressed out. And I got to tell you another thing. This game replay is being happening right, you know, in front of us right now. There's nothing that makes me feel older than seeing both Tom Glavine and Chipper Jones have to look out the top of their bifocal glasses, right? And then kind of look back down on their paper and all that gray hair. I'm like, golly, man, there is nothing that makes you feel older than seeing childhood heroes age out and like be in the Hall of Fame and like be in the booth calling games. It's like, golly. And I guess I'm at that weird age right now where I'm 37 and I'm kind of, you know, it's kind of in that whole flux period where, you know, all the players are now younger than me.
Right.
But it'll make you sick. It'll make you sick. All right, so we got to go to break. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan Injured. Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Bo, are we ready for this? Because I'm pretty terrified about what's coming up next.
I'm normally not scared, but you've kind of keep putting that
I know.
Air out there, I know. And now I'm starting to get worried about what Allie has for
Allie,
us.
Should we be scared?
Most of you should not be.
Okay.
Most of you.
Well, that Bo, you're done. You're done, Bo. You're cooked.
Most shaking of us, like, just us three? Most of us, between him and I?
Most everyone on the morning shift should not be scared.
Bo's shaking in his size 7s over there. We'll come back in the other
They're
size.
They're 8 and a half.
Sports Radio 99.
That dial.
This
This is The Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Morning Shift. Mike, Squid, Allie Mack.
Okay, so this is Squid's Friday. He's headed out of town. He's going down to Miami.
Yeah, but
later this
it,
afternoon.
I'm working, though, Friday night.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I've still got to work tomorrow.
Oh, you could. You, okay, that's fine.
But it is kind of like a mini weekend. Like, you're going to Miami tonight.
This is your Friday with us. So we're going to have in just a minute, we're going to do a timeout. Allie's got something cooked up. Later on in the show, for Mic'd Up, I'll have, I got some newlywed game questions for Allie that Grant has already answered. I've already been kind of chuckling to myself thinking about some of these answers. So that'll be a lot of fun, but it's cool so far.
So I'm curious, speaking of Grant, he has been up the last 2 days when I've been coming in to do the morning shift.
He's
you guys.
Been awake?
Yeah, just to say bye or whatever. So I'm curious if you guys say bye to your spouses before you leave in the morning, because we get up super early. Because today I left and he was asleep, but I didn't wake him up. And we normally always say bye. We're newlyweds, so right. We're even like they're uncomfortable still not even, leaving right? the same room.
For
like,
sure.
Yeah. So
awesome.
I feel bad that I was about halfway here. I was like, oh no, is he gonna be upset that I didn't say bye?
He might be.
So this is, and I think this is obviously a different question for all of us. You are a newlywed, and you've been married what, 7, 8 years now?
How long? 7.
Mine's different just from the simple fact that I have children that will, you know, wake up at any moment, it feels like. So I'm pretty sure that my wife would dot me in the eye if I woke her up in the morning and said goodbye. She'd probably punch me. But no, it is what it is, man. It's like, I'll see you on the flip. I'll talk to you on the ring camera when you're leaving. You know
very
what I mean?
Nice.
I normally don't. I will say the first day we did this show, my wife did wake up, was like, you know, like, oh, it's your first day, don't oversleep, like that kind of stuff. But I normally don't. I did today. But in reality is...
You did today?
I did today.
Oh, because you're leaving town.
Because I basically... The next time I see her will probably be like Saturday morning around 3 to 4 o'clock in
you
the
hope?
Morning.
Right.
You hope?
So, yes, I hope. I hope we get
Because I remember this trip last year, man. It was a debacle getting back.
Yeah, it was. Allie, last year, it was a debacle in entirety. Because last year we sat on the tarmac for 2 hours before we left. In fact, I fell asleep and woke up and I was like, we almost there yet?
Did we land?
I text Lloyd, one of the guys that travels with us. He does the headsets, and they all in Cherokee Chop House as well. And I said, Lloyd, I go, hey, man, we almost there? He's like, dude, we haven't left yet. And I go, what?
Nothing
and
worse.
And then on the way back, we had a 6 a.m. flight. It was delayed before we even left the hotel. And we took off at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon and then got diverted to Charlotte, where we sat for almost 2 hours. I made it home. I think I got into my house at 11:45 that night.
Oh, what a mess.
So, yeah. So, the team has been like, you know what? We don't want this to happen again. We're going to get a second charter. So, I did say that this morning. But to your question, normally, no.
Yeah.
I let her sleep. Just text me when you wake up.
Yeah. All right. We're scared. And Allie's got something cooking. Let's hit a timeout.
It's time for a timeout on the morning shift. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, I am concerned about someone's health on this morning show.
Mike, what'd you do?
I'm very concerned.
I haven't checked my cholesterol levels lately, but yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Mike, it's not you.
Oh, thank God. All right.
Day-Day. Dylan, what y'all been doing back there?
It is not Day-Day, nor Dylan.
Is it his blood pressure?
Who is it then? Tiffany? She's in Paris.
She's doing great.
Who else is left, Bo? Oh, it's you.
Oh, man.
So, what'd I do?
I want to air it out because I've noticed this pattern, and I want to make sure you're okay. This is just a friend. You know, we've known each other 16 years. I want to make sure you're okay. 2 days in a row now, you have brought up conspiracy theories.
Oh, God, yes.
And it just dawned on me. I was like, I bet there's something to that in someone's health. And sure enough, I looked it up, and yes, there is a problem. There's a correlation between some issues you might be dealing with and believing in conspiracy theories. Because, you know, it was Tuesday, you brought up the Titanic conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, you developed the Squidbillion pink mailbox conspiracy theory that Will from Mike's Mafia.
I love what we're doing right now.
Yes.
Yes.
You developed that conspiracy theory, and I want to start with the why. Like, why does someone get involved
in
conspiracy
why.
Theories?
Okay.
It's because they say it's typically people who like risky behavior. And you're just driving at NASCAR?
Oh, yeah. God,
Atlanta
this is
Motor
so
Speedway?
Good.
So you do like the thrill, and it's also the feeling of knowing something, an answer to a complex problem. It makes you feel clever. It's secret information. That's the why someone likes conspiracy theories. And it then leads to health problems because you also kind of feel like you're being lied to.
Okay.
You're out of
control. Raises stress levels.
Raises stress levels and can develop anxiety.
Some would say anger.
Maybe some anger. And this could turn into physical issues as well. Like,
what kind of physical issues?
Being restless.
Okay.
Trouble sleeping.
Yeah.
Experiencing nausea.
No.
Heart palpitations.
That's a lie. That's a lie. You told me you were feeling sick the other day.
I thought you said
that,
you were...
No, not that sick. Oh, it was sorry. Not nausea. It was
wrong side.
Wrong end.
Well, and I thought you said you were having trouble sleeping or you don't sleep that much.
Yeah.
That's part of this.
You've hit on... I said yeah, and it's no to nausea. What's the next one?
Do you have a feeling of impending doom?
Oh, that's 100%.
I may have said to
Since
Mike
the day I met him.
I may have said to Mike this morning,
we're all screwed, man. Since the day I met him, this man has that feeling of impending doom. Are you kidding me? Are you okay, Squid?
I don't know anymore. I feel like I should be on a couch somewhere.
Well, I didn't want to just bring up a problem without a solution. You can't do that, right?
Yes.
So there are some remedies to your conspiracy theory issues, Bo.
Okay.
You need to not assume that secret information is more accurate than public information. That is suggested.
Okay.
You need to examine the sources.
That's not necessarily true, though, Allie. I mean,
Why?
I get some information a lot that I can't tell, but it's better than what everybody else is going with.
I think she's saying that's part of your problem, man.
That's part of the problem, Bo. I'm worried about you. You also have to examine when you're getting into these conspiracy theories. What's the emotional payoff here? What are you really getting out of them?
Being right.
Is it a way to bond with your friends? What is it for you? Being right?
Being right.
I'm dying right now.
But, you know, I also, I don't know, I like, I think it's fun to be able to talk about things differently. You know, like you know, you can just have the same boring conversation, add a little jazz to it. You can church it up a little bit, you know?
Oh,
you can put a little oomph on it, right?
But basically what she's saying is you're the, I'm not going to say his name, the member of the Austin Powers movie. I eat because I'm fat, and I'm fat because I eat.
It's a vicious cycle, Bo. It's a vicious cycle. So I have a task for you. The final thing you can do to remedy your conspiracy theory issues is think like a scientist and look for evidence against the conspiracy. You want to examine evidence from credible sources.
Yeah. Go look at that pink mailbox.
Do we?
I mean, go look at that pink mailbox.
I'm asking,
we don't know.
I think that's part of my problem. I don't know who's credible anymore.
That's
everybody,
that's a good fair point.
Because everybody thinks they're a voice and they're the credible one. And then I'm
damn you, Elon, for taking away the blue checks. We don't know anymore. I don't know. You can just pay for a blue check.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
But then, now you just got to see who has a lot of people following them. But then again, those people might just pay for
anything.
That doesn't help anything. Oh my gosh. That's
So in the end, are you trying to tell me that I've become a conspiracy theorist?
Yes, that's the pattern I've noticed, and it's concerning.
Oh,
so
no.
Let's see if we can make it through the next 2 hours without anything alarming
and
popping up.
I just thought you were going to get on to me about having a Snickers every day in the studio that you've been in here.
No, you got to have a Snickers. You're different when you're hungry, right?
That's right. That's right.
Are you acting like a squid, Billy? Have a Snickers. We're back.
Just worried about you, Bo. That's all.
Bo's face is amazing right now. Like, he knows you just got red down, and he's like, I don't know what to do with myself.
That might have been my favorite timeout we've ever done, dude. That was awesome.
Oh my God,
he's dumbfounded.
Do you feel enlightened, Bo?
No, I feel like, I don't know what I feel, because I just feel like I got off of Tony Soprano did when he would go see the doctor, his shrink. Like, I'm angry but sad. I have a lot of emotions.
Take some time to process. It's okay.
Yeah.
Come to terms.
You know what?
I'll help you talking about Kirk Cousins and Kyle Pitts.
Well, I was going to say, Kirk Cousins has been the Allie Mack, as Kyle Pitts has been Squidbilly. And I'll tell you the why next on the morning shift on Sports Radio 929 The Game and the Odyssey app.
From
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.